Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good evening. Good afternoon. Which area you're in, but here in West Palm Beach, Florida, Riviera Beach, we're going to open up the show. This is hashtag I am Riviera Beach. Today, we're going to be talking about the events that we got going on in the community. I have my mentor, the co-host of this show, Mr. Dan Calloway, with me. My name is Artie Williams, and I was born here in Riviera Beach. How you doing, Mr. Calloway?
I'm doing much better because this has been putting near 2 months since I've been on the air. You know, May was when I got sick and having serious operation. I'm just glad to be alive and back here. And I know it's the prayers of the righteous have prevailed much for me to be this far. So I'm just elated. I don't know where Ann is, but I know I talked to her a couple of weeks ago, and she's been praying heavily and every day that I recover. So we got a lot to talk about, and if she cut in, she'll cut in. But we got to use this time to bring up everything. So listen, audience, it is amazing, a pleasure for me at 84 years of age to be back, and with the fiscal year coming up at October 1, which will put a Youth Recreation Association, and there's a lot of things starting with October, which is the first of our fiscal year, is big in Halloween. We got that to worry about and take care of, but most of all, Thanksgiving is our busiest month because we have to feed at least 7,000. And I know it's going to eke up to putting their 8 because there's so many people need help. Is that's a big thing at the Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen with Artie and the Youth Recreation. They're in control of feeding that many people. And also this year going to be 1,000 to 2,000 in Belgrade. So Artie, bring us up to date how we are coming on that with our turkeys, with our hams, and all the people who volunteer, and you in charge of that, but you got so many volunteers. How are we coming on with that?
So right now we're moving. We're going to need to get further. We're going to need to reach out to more people. So we always want to take donations, and I'm going to give out the address and the where they can mail their check to for this event. We do, like you say, Mr. Calloway, we're going to be close to 8,000 or more this year. We have quite a few people who have committed to purchasing turkeys and hams and all the condiments and the size that we need to make this a great Thanksgiving dinner for so many. Because most of these kids that we have and families have multiple kids in the household. So we're coming along pretty good. But we're going to, again, have this at the Lindsay Davis Community Center in Riviera Beach. And a lot of people who don't know where Lindsay Davis Center is, just the address is 1550 West 28th Street. But we definitely keep getting this information out to the public for them to attend or just come in as a volunteer. We can always use them volunteers, but right now if we can just have more people out in the listening audience that wants to donate something, they can to the Youth Recreation Association. I will be giving that address out or the where they can mail the checks to, also the information for how they can Zelle information or Zelle payments to their account. But Ms. Calloway, right now I think we need around another 40 hams or so, but we're coming along.
Well, the main thing about it is God going to open doors and bless us because this is a 52nd year that the Youth Recreation has been doing this. But every year it goes up much higher for the people who need help because of the pandemic and because of the situation where with a recession is right around the corner, we can't afford not to have enough food and gifts for the people at Thanksgiving, because that's what the word is, Thanksgiving. We thanks for giving. So now we got to girdle up and do our best. I think that this year is more difficult for us because the Thursday, Thanksgiving, and 3 days later, that Sunday, you have to take, along with Conrad Jones Jr., who's over our Boys to Men, who's a math and a biology teacher at John F. Kennedy, you're going to take 50 kids plus 5 chaperones to the Miami Dolphins, which we were doing this for years, but we didn't do it in the last 2 years because of the pandemic. But we got the kids, and we have already in the idea of picking up those tickets, buying the tickets and the bus and the food for that Sunday, the 27th of November. Now, how is that coming on?
I'm pretty good. We reached out to some organizations, some people here that would want to help us purchase these tickets for this event. We're going to take these, like I say, 50 kids and 5 chaperones on the 27th of November. We're going to also have to purchase T-shirts so we can always go in as a group and be recognized as a group. But that's coming along pretty good also. Again, all these events that we need, we reach out to the public for their assistance and people that can help us make this happen. We try to do this twice a year with the games, the Miami Heat also. So we're making some leeway in what we need to do to get this taken care of. But, again, if someone wants to help us out with this trip, we're going to ask them to mail their checks to the Youth Recreation Association. And we're going to get that, like I said, before the show is over, I'm going to make sure I have the information for our Zelle information. Because all of these trips and all these things are very important for our young people to stay involved and to have some social skills, get out and do some things. And the Youth Recreation makes it a point to keep this going on. We haven't been doing it for the last 3 years because of the pandemic. But, Mr. Calloway, as you know, that we like to have these events take place. It makes a big impact on the youth to get to go somewhere and see a professional game, because sometimes this is the only professional activity that you guys, young ladies, have a chance to attend. So, again, we want this to happen, and we're going to make this happen. And we're going to continue to bring things like this to the community. So I'll be hoping that everybody will reach out and help us out on this also.
Well, I know we never failed. See, I mean, I believe in all this power much greater than we are. We never fail because it's the right thing to do. And right now, with the kids, we have told them they're going to go, so we can't disappoint them. And just like those people, those families at, I don't know the name, Azua, which is Stony Brook. I'd still call it Stony Brook in Hampton Inn. Each one of the places, they all those places that your sister in that committee who take the names of places that we got to give all those dinners to, those things we must do. We have always kind of. So right now, we're going to, I know that in another 2 or 3 weeks when the doctor kind of give me a little more lead way to do things, I will go out and do what I used to do and make appointment to talk to people, to make checks out, and to make sure we do this. Now, I need to ask you about our shirts. That's the most important thing we need to talk about right now, because that hinges on a lot of things. I don't know a lot of people whether 3 or 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago on Sunday, 60 Minutes, they had a program, 7 o'clock, comes on every Sunday. And I was watching it, and they were talking about the killing in the street gangs in Chicago. Everybody know it's more killing and unruliness and just going crazy is in Chicago. People killing somebody every day. There was a wealthy guy gave out $500,000, and another one came and gave another $500,000 when he heard about it. And I wish we had some gift like that. We could do miracles. Well, what happened in Chicago, they gave out 125 scholarships, started September 1st. All the kids who wanted to go to college, long as they stay in Illinois and round and round college in Chicago area, they were free everything. And then they said the ones who want to go to trade school, they're going to pay for that. And most of all, another man heard about it. He said that he would help send the parents if they want to go back to school and further their education to get a better job. All this to stop the violence and work together. That is just tremendous. This is one of the best things I've ever heard about. Well, because of that, I can't tell you what the acronym for HOPE, that's the name of the program, H-O-P-E, but I know what HELP, which is under the Youth Recreation. This is the first time we're going to be doing that on a new thing called HELP. That's why we got 1,000 shirts ordered already. And when the kids go down to Miami, you're going to have a shirt on them, because we always buy them a shirt because we don't want the kids to get lost. But if they do get lost, we can identify them. The security can all they have to do look for that white shirt with the writing on it, HELP. HELP, the acronym for that is HOMES. The H stand for HOMES. The E stand for education. The L stand for law enforcement. And the P stand for the pulpit, the preacher. See, if we join everything there together, we're going to be very successful. Now, let's break it down. Artie, you ordered 1,000 shirts. The people giving a rush order, and we got all the guys in the Youth Recreation and other people, some people at the church, they're going, and the shirt costs $10. And every $10, we will clear $5, and that $5 will go to our scholarship. Because of my illness, lack of being able to help out, we're way behind in our scholarships, but we can always make up when we start doing some things. So now, when will the shirts be ready to give out? And the ones that you asked to go and make sure they get the $10, the only thing they're supposed to bring the size of you and your staff, and then you'll send it back out, and they can get issue them out. When will those shirts be ready?
Okay. Those shirts will be ready in about 3 weeks, Mr. Calloway. And what we're doing right now, we're taking pre-orders, so that way when the shirts come in, we can get them out to the holders of these shirts then right away. So the shirts will be ready in about 3 weeks, and all we need for someone who's interested in getting a shirt is to get me the information. All I need is the size and how many shirts they need, and we'll have that available when the shirts come in. We can deliver it to them, but right now we're scheduled around 3 weeks.
Well, that's good, and we are asking a lot of the ministers, because the Bishop Masters already is getting 20 for some people in the church and other people, and Pastor James E. Adams at church on 9th Street? Mount Zion Baptist Church in Riviera, and Pastor Dr. Philip Brazil down on 9th Street in West Palm Beaches, Mount Zion Baptist Church. And both of them is getting 20 shirts from their parishioners. We have to join in and do this, because we are behind. But don't worry. All you have to do, if everybody do a little, it becomes a lot. And I know we never fail. We haven't failed, and this will be 59 years soon. January 8th will be 59 years of Youth Recreation have put on programs like this, so we're not going to panic. Now, one of the things we have done is got another group, and they're a member of my church, Nalani and her sister. One of them is a lawyer, and one of them the Garden Girls. I call them the Garden Girls, Pat Garden Daughters. One of them is a school teacher, and one of them is a lawyer. And they're working with the girls, making the girls young girls and the young ladies in the program that they're going to be teaching them. They're doing it already, and they take them on trips like Disney World or something at the end of the year, and the youth recreation is going to be right in the middle of helping out with that. And when the boys and men from his frat, Conrad Jones Jr., who is the biology, and the math teacher over at John F. Kennedy, who help us every Thanksgiving and Christmas with those boys and taking things, delivering things, and doing whatever they got to do. He'll be working hard with more kids because his programs are now up under the Youth Recreation, and that takes a lot of stress off Artie and myself and our directors, because we need those different organizations, and we'll help them out financially and with our help. Now, Artie, have you gotten with all the ministers yet? I know you were talking to some of the people in Belgrade, our sister cities over there, Belgrade, Pahokee, and South Bay. How is that coming on?
Okay, well, yes, I put a letter out to quite a few ministers, churches right now to have their congregation purchase these shirts and be a part of this program, not just to purchase the shirts, but be a part of this program. So once they understand what the program entails, then they can know they can go out and preach this, and the word help stands for itself. It's very powerful. So once they learn to express to the members what this help is about, and then it'd be easier to sell these shirts, because knowing that coming up in the home, having a good education and obeying the law, and the pulpit plays such a vital part in our community that it would make it easy for someone to want to be a part of this program. So I have reached out to a lot of the churches right now. We're getting letters out to them so they can participate. We have a lot of churches in our area that we got to hit, but we're definitely going to try to reach out to just about every church here so that way they can be part of it. We want this program to be so big and so large that we can have to order more shirts. So our goal is right now is to get these 1,000 shirts out, and we definitely think that we're going to reach it.
Well, the other thing, Artie, is that Dr. Botel and Singers Island already, along with Bill Contol over there, they have already said they'll be a part of with the girls and the boys, the new group that we have added with those two, the two sisters from Mount Olive, the Garden Girls, and, of course, Conrad Jones Jr. If we get everybody involved, if everybody and the county commissioner, we had a three-way the other day with Virginia Baker. She's impressed, especially with help, because being over the county, we just can't take care of Riviera. We got to help with West Palm, Lake Worth, Boynton, Delray, and Bokerton, and of course South Bay, Belgrade, and Pahokee. And of course, we got a meeting with Chief Stepp, the former chief, but he's assistant city manager of Palm Beach Garden next week when he gets back off vacation. And we'll be talking to everyone. This is a county thing. We want to make Palm Beach County the best county in the state of Florida, and then if we do well, we'll be the best in the country, because we will outdo Chicago, because Chicago is much larger with all those people right in the, and that's one of the biggest cities in the whole United States. But we're going to do better, because now we know better. I think with the ministers involved, and there being our voice from the pulpit every Sunday to make a statement about what we're doing, it acquiesces a lot of our information. And Derek McCray, which is right now the chair, following his father's footstep, the late Herman McCray, who was the president for 48 years, and Derek is our media person who deal with the media really well. And we're going to have a press conference soon, and we'll get them all together and do what we got to do. We can't, it's not, fail is not in our vocabulary. We don't believe in failures. That we are taught And that's one of the things that I've tried to train kids, all of my head, for over 60 years of training them in an athletic event. Don't even ever think about losing. Losing is never in our mind. So this is the biggest battle we've ever had, because we are fighting to stop all this crime, stop all this here dropping out of school. And the more we get into trade schools, and Elsa Sappho and that group is training people right now for different position in the workforce, and we can get those jobs. And we got a battery of people saying, if you train them, I mean, if you get them, they'll train them, and they'll place them on jobs. Because I know George Carter with the people, the ship makers, the yacht makers, they're hiring people and they're paying them $26 an hour. I mean, that's a pretty good starting pay. So they send them off to a school, and as soon as they go through the courses and pass, they can start off at $26 an hour. That's more than the teacher starting off with. So we're working hard here, but we need everybody to girdle up their little loins and get on board. Now, Artie, you've been meeting with all our guys. You met with Ed Walker from here, but he lives up in Port St. Lucie. And you're getting all those retired firemen who grew up here, because Conrad Jones Sr. was over here at my house the other day. They all want to come back and get on board and do something, because Shaq Leonard Jr., he talked to me yesterday, and where years for years I had a lot of this stuff for me to do, and because of my illness, and I'm supposed to take it easy from here on in, they want to do more, and I'm glad. But I'm so glad that you put together with Kenny Funderburk and the people over in the Glades. So they're getting their size for the shirt. And now, one of the things that you came up with, that you and I talked about, we have four quarters, and in each quarter, just said January, February, March, we'll be at one of the churches, and then April, May, and June, we'll be at another church, and then July, August, and September, we'll be at another church, and, of course, October, November, and December. Now, when we go to church, we'll be wearing shirts. That'll be shirt, the dress-down day. And we'll have a program, a community program. Some of our elected officials, some of our law enforcement personnel, we're going to have everybody. And some of the times, we're going to do what you did last year. You added the Christmas holiday, where we went to Goodmark Park and fed over 3,000 right after we had gotten over 7,000 for Thanksgiving. Now, is that on the new schedule to go back after Thanksgiving to visit one of those outside parks, and where you and your staff of the Mothers Against Murders was giving out Christmas presents?
Yes, sir, it is. We just want to make that one of our staple things, that during the Christmas year, we meet at one of the parks. And last year, it was at the Goodmark Park there. Again, like you said, we had over 3,000 people that come out. And we actually did a program, Mr. Calloway, on about a lot of different things at that time. We learned about the mental health, that was the crisis that's going on. We had vendors, all types of vendors with health products to give out, and we did our Christmas giveaway. So we definitely have that slated for this year also, and I think there's going to be more people, because this year last year we was able to serve over 600 families with toys, and that's a lot of gifts, and we're hoping to surpass that this year. So we have that gear for this year. And also in December, as you know, Ms. Calloway, that you started that Oh Holy Night, so we got that slated to come up in early December also.
Okay, now, will that be back at the old Suncoast High School over there, Inlet Grove, Emma Banks School?
Yes.
The same auditorium?
Inlet Grove.
Yeah, well,
that was very successful
because there were 600 people there, and we had Helen Miller. But this year we have our homegrown
Terrion Nelson will be our headliner this year.
Terrion Nelson, yeah. And all these local choirs will be singing. I think you and Shaq Leonard Jr. and Terrion is putting that together again. And that's one of the things the city manager and the mayor and the recreation director put in our hands, the Youth Recreation Association, to put that on. That is wonderful. See, because of, there's no better time, for as I'm concerned, is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas. And Christmas never get old, because it's the same as when I'm 84 years of age. I'm still enthused about hearing all those Christmas carols, and most of all, the giving. I think that we need to think about thanking Troderick McCoy, who's one of the council elected officials. He the one who jumped in at the last minute, along with our fierce leader, Ann McNeil, and pulled off with the funds that got us, because we had just used all our funds for our Thanksgiving and everybody else's funds. And when and Christmas, we couldn't allow that many kids not to have that. And then when I was at Sinceria 2000, jumped in there with the mental health, that group, that was just wonderful. Had those booths and those tables, and there are going to be a lot of other people coming in to showcase their wares, but most of all, they're going to be some other people giving, because we're going to work hard on that. We're going to start much earlier. See, last year, that was at the last minute. That was really after Thanksgiving, because it was in limbo. Could we pull it off? But with planning right now, here it is, September, that's full blown. Now, who you think you're going to get, who you talk to help sponsor that, two or three people? Have you talked to anybody to help sponsor that?
Yes, sir. We had a few people that's already committed. Our first person that's going to help us with that, and he does a tremendous job with this, helping us throughout the year, is Richard Blankenship over at the City Parks and Recs. He does quite a few things during the year with us, and he's going to be our major sponsor. And we have some of the other people like the Badcock Furniture people that John Babe over there, he does a tremendous with us. And, of course, the ones that you have that you always depend on, those guys. So we always need sponsors for these type of things so we can keep these events going on. The Old Holy Night is going to be tremendous this year. And I know with our headliner, Terrion Nelson, the talent that she's going to bring in to support her in this is going to be great. So we're always looking for more sponsors. This is a family event that's going to take place at the Inlet Grove Community Center High School. So let's see if we can just continue to get sponsors for this, Mr. Calloway, because it's always needed.
Well, I think you missed. They don't have no fee for that.
Idle free.
That's free.
228. Idle free.
Am I right?
Sunday.
For the Old Holy Night.
Yes, absolutely. The fee free to the public. We're just going to we always like to take care and sponsor our acts and singers that comes out and support us, the building. So, yeah, for the community, the function itself would be free. So it's no reason that no one would want to miss this concert, because it's going to be something to talk about.
Well, the other thing, the only thing we asked them to go to the director of the Senior Citizen Building, Lindsay Davis Senior Citizen, over on 28th and 29th Street, right up RJ Avenue, that they need to sign up that they're coming. See, because when you're giving something free and you only have 600 seating capacity, we know all, if your name on the list, you got a seat. See, because a lot of people are going to come up at the last minute, and we don't like to have an overflowing crowd and they can't get in there. That's why we have to cut it off at 600. So have you made the arrangement with the senior citizen, with Alice Williams and Gwen over there, the director, that they'll sign up and been doing like they've been doing for years?
Oh, yes. We've contacted them, and they're ready to start taking registrations for the
senior citizens over at the center, anybody else who wants to come to the event. And what we're going to do is give the information out so that they can be able to sign up. Because all they got to do is call in, Ms. Calloway, put their name on the list.
On the list.
And the first 600 people that signs up, they'll be allowed in. And again, some people just going to drive over there. And that address that we want to give is 1550. That's West 28th Street. That's the people here that's local.
That's the Lindsay Davis Center. You want them to go in there and just sign up. That's great. And, okay, now let me go back with your first quarter. You got Thanksgiving, which is the biggest event we put on, because we always feed 7,000 or more. We're going to be putting there 8 this year. We got the football trip the same weekend for 50 teenagers and 5 chaperones. And then we got the Christmas Old Holy Night, which is the second week of December. And then will that be the week before Christmas when we had Goodmar Park, or will that be after Christmas?
Well, that is going to be the week before. We want to try to celebrate this the week before Christmas that we do this, so that way we can have some of the toys to give to the kids before the Christmas event.
Beautiful.
So we're going to.
Well, how is that coming on with Singers Island? They had a big basket and all on the hotels over there where the people was putting in the toys. Is that going to come about, that we have enough toys from when Mama is giving them out and other organization when we out at the park for Christmas?
Oh, yes. Singer Island does great for us. Beautiful Tail has that organization on the east side of that. And, of course, Mothers Against Murders Association is going to be the one that providing a lot of these toys. We get every year that the Toys for Tots program that we get. And we also have the contributors that we do give us toys.
Well, that's great. And the other thing, are we prepared to do what we have done for many years when we're in the hurricane season? We gotta bring that up a little bit. Now, we are praying that we don't have any disturbance. So far, we don't even have had much rain. We had a lot of heat. Well, right now, we're in the middle of the hurricanes making up. Well, a few years ago, when the hurricane tore up a lot of houses, senior citizen places that we've been working with to try to get refurbished, the roof, the windows, the doors, or whatever, to help those senior citizens out. Now, have the youth recreation sat down and started talking to a lot of people and talking to the city manager about, in case of emergency? A few years ago, we fed the people at Hearst Chapel. The pastor there, Pastor Parker, was there. He allowed us to go in and use the kitchen, and because he had a generator, we fed people for three and a half weeks because there was no lights. Now, have anything been talked about? Because we are right now in September, in the middle of the hurricane season. We just pray and hope that we don't have many. So what's on the flow for that?
Well, actually, to answer that question, because I've spoken to the city manager and also the Richard Blankenship and Doug Lawson. We're going to set up a meeting so that you and I can tell them exactly, you know, what we can be as what we do with youth recreation, how we're going to plan this to, if we get a storm, that we know the how we're going to be able to service the families. So, yeah, that meeting is an upcoming meeting, and that'll be coming up soon.
That'll be beautiful because the shelter. See, there are certain places that's delegated as a shelter. And when the last bad storm we had, we didn't have enough because they were busing people from over from the Glades Palm Trammell doing that in all the places. But now we can't be unprepared because you know this hurricane going. One day we're going to have bad hurricanes. That's why we were trying to build a building. The youth recreation was in that for the last 10 years, preaching and teaching and talking to people. They got to build a building that will house at least 500 people, shelter, where they can come in with and shower and have a food. The soup kitchen will be in there. That's why you have generators. See, if you got a generator built in there, you still got your power. When all the electricity go out, you got your power there because it's a generator. We got to get back on that. So when will this meeting that you, because I know that the city manager is also the CRA director, and he's wearing two hats, and he's very busy, and he's doing a fantastic job. When will that meeting, I need to know that because I need to be able to bring one person besides myself and you in there because I know I got to try to figure out how to be in there. When is that supposed to, is that going to be in the next week or so, you think?
Oh, yes, I think we got a schedule. He wants to look at his schedule, the city manager, for next week, and he'll give us a date. So they'll give us a head up and some time to prepare. But, yeah, it's going to be letting us know in the next week or so.
Well, now, we don't need to go in the second quarter. We need to stay in the first quarter, which is October, November, and December. See, because this is not only the anniversary, the end of the 100 year for the city of Riviera, the 100 year, right in September. It'll be finished. But our fiscal year start with the youth recreation is October 1, like most, even the city and the county and everybody else. That was a thing on our meeting the other day with this county administrator, Virginia Baker. She asked you and myself, and you were supposed to put together two or three letters, and she highlighted that her budget is empty, but she knows some people that may help us because we are dealing with the kids. The emphasis is on kids. Of course, we got a lot of senior citizens, but they want to help out with the kids, and that is really number one thing, scholarships. You got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got all kind of programs with the girls to ladies and the boys to men program, and you got the tutorial program got to be back instituted with our teacher.
Steve White.
He's always on standby when we put that. They are talking about the kids didn't learn anything because they were on Zoom. Yes, but the ones that Steve had and ones that setting up over in, what is that, old, on A Street, Martin Luther, the Stony Brook Plaza. See, they built another room there, took two apartments, turned them in a room where you can have the classrooms there. And what we got to do is put together a real solid program because so many kids over there drop out of school too early. And then, and especially when the health department will come in and teach girls about not getting pregnant, they need to be in there with that because we want kids to try to go through school and get the best training for they can be able to be self-supporting. And we got to go in and help teach those people to get a job and try to get off of government subsidized. See, that's not the best thing in the world. That's a hand up. You don't want a hand out the rest of your life. You got to go and do a better job of being. You want a job to pay you enough so you can take care of your family. That's what you need, and that's what we got to do. We got to instill the pride in going, getting a good education or training. And the main thing is to go and be able to take care of you and yourself, I mean your family, and help out with other people. That's what we got to do. We got to look after each other And I know a lot of people don't like for me to say that, but we got to do that. Now, what's your opinion about? Go ahead.
Yeah, I echo the same sentiments you have, Ms. Calloway, and I think that's what we have to do. It's just unfortunately that we probably have to make this a part two, because I don't want that program to end on us. But right now, we got so many things that we need to cover in the next week's show, so we can do this again. But is it anything that you just want to say as our final thoughts, Mr. Calloway, so while the program is still alive?
Well, the final thought is that I'm just pleased to be well enough to be in a capacity, not as strong as I used to be, but at least I can give some guides with my wisdom, because I've been doing this for the Youth Recreation coming up January, 59 years. But most of all, I've been dealing with the public long in that. I think that we got to do a little more, and we got to find some other people who never been doing. I think Ann McNeil been the greatest thing since sliced bread for us. We can't depend on her all the time, because of that's not fair. We got to get other people. Everybody else need to pitch in and do more, because if everybody give a little, it becomes a lot. And so, therefore, nobody will be left behind. And I think that if we need to continue this next week or the week after next, you work that in and we'll do it. Thank you, and thank you all for all the prayers for me and my family and my effort to get better from that serious operation I had in June. And I'm back here temporarily to fill in, but I'm out here to help put all these programs together. God bless you and thank you.
Okay, and I just want to say to the community and the listeners out there, anybody that would like to donate to the Youth Recreation, you can mail your checks made out of Youth Recreation Association at 3005 Bernardo Lane, that's Bernardo Lane, Riviera Beach, Florida, 33407. Also, you can mail your payments in from your bank at youthrec1965@gmail.com. Also, go on our website at www.yrapbc.com, and you can have all these same options. Again, my name is Artie Williams with the Youth Recreation Association. I'm glad we were able to connect with us, and have a great weekend. Thank you.